Hello, I'm Glenn Gibson from the Greater Shepparton Police Station. Thanks for joining us on the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5 each Friday. Enjoy this update on everything policing in the Golden Valley.
That Bad Boys song by Inner Circle, of course, means that it is time for our weekly police segment. And joining us this morning is Detective Senior Sergeant Paul Shortus. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Terry. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for your time this morning.
No worries.
You've had a successful operation recently.
We have. We found a bit of a trend recently that drivers, unfortunately, are failing to stop when intercepted by police. There's obligations on drivers of motor vehicles when, I guess, police activate their lights and their sirens that the drivers have to pull over. But unfortunately, as I said, there has been a little bit of a trend. And as a result, we've conducted an operation earlier this week over three evenings, Monday to Wednesday, and targeted certain drivers. We had nine, I guess, what we call evades for the week, and out of that nine evades, we eventually apprehended eight offenders from there. We've also, we've conducted roadside drug testing on a lot of those drivers. Unfortunately, nine of the drivers went positive to drugs while driving, which is a concern.
Nine out of nine?
Well, there was other ones that were intercepted as well. We also impounded 11 vehicles. So out of those nine evades, eight vehicles were impounded this week, along with another three. So I guess those vehicles are impounded. The drivers lose their vehicles for 30 days and they're forced to pay over $1,000 to get the vehicle eventually out of impound. So
why I can imagine why, but maybe I'm wrong. Why are the vehicles impounded?
There's special legislation that if drivers commit certain offences, they are impounded. And some of these reasons are if you do elect to evade police, not stop on police direction, it does fit within the criteria. And then if we locate you, we have the power to impound your vehicle.
So it's a punishment, essentially.
Well, that's right. Yep.
So I was thinking maybe they weren't roadworthy or they weren't registered.
No, not in that situation. But if they drive, high speed, I guess if they're disqualified drivers or they evade police, it fits the criteria and it gives us the opportunity to take those vehicles off the road. A lot of these people who are driving at the moment, as I said, are unlicensed, disqualified drivers. They're driving, unfortunately, while they're impaired by drugs. So it's important, I guess, to get those drivers off the road, and a way to do that is impound their vehicles.
Can you explain to me what your theory is about the mentality of this evasion? Because surely people are sensible enough to realise they're going to get caught eventually.
Well, probably part of the operation too, on three occasions this week, there was drugs located in the vehicle, so, and other stolen property as well. So I guess at times some of these people are out committing offences. We try to intercept them and they're trying to avoid apprehension. So that would be part of the reason.
Trying to maybe get rid of that evidence.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Is there a trend demographically with these eight or nine? Are they all young males?
They were all males, yes. Probably from their 20s into their early 30s, most of them, yes.
What's this about? What can you? I mean, you can impound their vehicles, you can punish them, but is it some kind of education needed? What can we do to change that trend among those men?
Well, unfortunately, it's an ongoing cycle with these people. We've targeted some of these people who have been caught again this week prior, and they don't seem to have learnt their lesson, and they're out committing offences again and not pulling over.
Frustrating for you.
It is, and look, it puts the community at risk, it puts the police at risk, so that's why we've had this targeted operation this week. But I get great comfort that we've now got 11 vehicles that were probably driving erratically around Shepparton that are not going to be doing that for the next month. And if the people don't pay the $1,000, eventually those vehicles may be destroyed as well. So they may never get their vehicles back.
But then that might lead to further crime.
It possibly could, yes. Mm.
It's complex, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
What else have you been working on this week, Paul?
We had a successful arrest last Saturday evening in the early hours of Sunday morning, where a male who we'd, 26-year-old Shepparton male, who we'd been trying to apprehend for quite a number of offences over the last 6 weeks. Eventually he was arrested last Sunday morning. He faced the Shepparton Magistrates Court this week, and he's been now charged with 28 offences and remanded till the 21st of January next year. Now, I can't mention his name now because he's before the courts, but he was recently on iWatch a number of times. So,
what sorts of offences?
We're talking about aggravated burglaries, theft of motor vehicles, a lot of theft from motor vehicles as well. We were quite actively seeking this male's arrest over, as I said, probably about 4-week period, and it culminated in his arrest last Sunday morning.
Okay. Just looking on the iWatch page, the usual sort of focuses in relation to prevention of theft of tools from motor vehicles. A bit of a shout out there to, or a warning to tradies, that is of course going on.
Yeah, unfortunately it still does happen. We find that a lot of our offenders target tradies. They may find their vehicles parked in their driveway or out the front of their houses, and if the tools aren't locked in their boxes correctly, they just simply take those tools. So it's just important, and especially with more people out and about now, that they do lock their vehicles.
There's another item here about a stolen wallet, then credit card deceptions. Yeah, I guess it's because you can tap now for figures under $100 that people can get away with this.
Yeah, well, hopefully they don't get away with it. Most places now have CCTV, so quite often, yes, they do steal credit cards and they may use them, but in most cases, I would like to suggest that we identify those offenders and eventually, I guess, charge them. But as you say, it is very easy for the offenders to use credit cards to get access to some quick cash or goods to the value, you know, to the value under $100.
Okay. There are a couple of items about a couple of tragic collisions. This is our last police segment for the year, so I guess we can't stress enough the importance of road safety.
Oh, that's correct. We find at this time of year a lot of people are on the roads, I guess, travelling to catch up with family and friends. So it's just important, and it is busy too. I think we all get a little bit tired at this time of year. We're working hard. As I said, we're catching up with friends, so we get a little bit tired and maybe lose concentration. So it's just important to have those breaks if we're travelling long distances, or make sure we do the right thing, have a designated driver who's not drinking alcohol, etc., those type of things.
What's your focus between now and Christmas?
Coming from the crime investigation unit, our focus is always traditionally on crime. So we'll continue to focus on any offenders that are committing crime in the Shepparton area at the moment.
And do you get a break over Christmas?
I've got the Christmas day off, but I'll be working the following week and then some leave after that, which will be great.
Crime never stops, eh?
No, it doesn't.
What do they say? Crime doesn't take a holiday.
No.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Detective Senior Sergeant Paul Shortus, and also for your contribution to the program over the past year.
Thanks, Terry, and I understand you're having a break next week, so you enjoy
yes,
that.
Yes, I have a lot of family interstate, so trying to catch up with them, but... yeah, it's a bit tricky in these current times, but we'll do our best. And we hope to see you back behind the mic soon into the new year, Paul.
No worries. Looking forward to it.
Mighty 8.5 subscribes to the Broadcasting Community Code of Practice. The Code of Practice is a set of agreed standards that have been developed by community radio stations across Australia. They reflect the unique principles of community broadcasting and guide stations in a whole range of activities, including complaints handling and Australian music content. If you'd like a copy of the code, please contact us during business hours and we will mail a copy to you.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
The Cheesecake Shop Shepparton has all your Christmas favourites. With over 30 cakes to choose from, you'll be sure to find the perfect cake. Get in early, pre-order in-store or online at cheesecake.com.au.
We all go crazy over cake at the Cheesecake Shop, yeah.
Station sponsor.
Hooray! The holiday season is here. It's been a tough year, and now it's time to relax and enjoy fun times with your family and friends. Our sponsors, Focus Cards and Gifts, have the answers to all your card and gift problems in one convenient spot. Just drop into the Friars Street end of the Maud Street Mall in Central Shepparton and check out the extensive range on display. We're a friendly bunch and always happy to help. Open 7 days for your convenience. Call us on 5821 1813.
We are proud sponsors of 1FM.
And that was the Weekly Police segment on 1FM 98.5. Thanks for listening as always.